This is Morning Edition on NHPR. As brash businessman Donald Trump continues his surprising surge in the national presidential polls, behind the scenes, there's a well-known GOP operative from New Hampshire that's pulling the strings. Corey Lewandowski was the director of the Conservative Americans for Prosperity here in the Granite State, and he's now campaign manager for Donald Trump. Ben Schreckinger is a reporter for Politico, who recently profiled Corey Lewandowski. He joins Morning Edition now. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for the time, Ben. Ben, how did these two end up together?
The Citizens United and the New Hampshire chapter of Americans for Prosperity held a Freedom Summit last April in New Hampshire. It was sort of the first cattle call of the Republican nominating process. Rand Paul was there, Ted Cruz was there, and Donald Trump was there. And so that's how the two met. And then in January, Lewandowski, who had been the state director in New Hampshire for Americans for Prosperity, joined up with Trump.
Yeah, and one theme of that story is how Corey Lewandowski is actually a lot like Donald Trump. How so?
He, for one thing, he's making a lot of money off of this. He's making $20,000 a month, according to the Trump campaign's FEC disclosures. He, in New Hampshire, from what I hear, also sort of had a knack for spectacle, for the publicity stunt. The story that a couple of people told me is at AFP's Tax Day rally in 2010. He pulled a cardboard cutout of Governor Lynch up onto the steps of the Capitol in Concord, and started debating the cardboard cutout, sort of much to the delight of the people who had gathered there. And he's also like Trump in that he's a bomb thrower. He was not afraid to alienate the Republican Party in New Hampshire, just as Trump is doing nationally right now.
Yeah, and Donald Trump's campaign has been marked by some controversial statements in bizarre moments. You know, last week, Trump gave out Senator Lindsey Graham's phone number, for instance. I mean, is that the kind of campaign stunt that has Lewandowski's fingerprints on it? I mean, it certainly got people's attention and grabbed headlines.
You know, I wouldn't speculate that Lewandowski set that up, set up Trump's other stunts. I do think that Trump has his own talent for these things, and that they may be kindred spirits in that way, but Trump really doesn't need any help coming up with ways to create publicity stunts. My understanding of Lewandowski's role in the campaign is more that he executes. He's doing the blocking and the tackling. He's making sure that Trump, you know, gets to events on time. You know, he may be helping Trump come up with some of these things, but he's more of a logistics guy in this current role who happens to just share a love for the attention-getting stunt.
Lewandowski, living here in New Hampshire still, and you spoke with several Republican activists here in the Granite State about his time here. What do they have to say about him working for Trump, and what about his future?
Working for Trump can sort of be a black mark on a resume in political circles. And so some of these activists were saying basically that Trump didn't have a great pool to fish from because there are so many Republican candidates running, and so many of them, especially 6 months ago, seemed to have a better chance at the nomination. I think many of them still do have a better chance at the nomination. And because Trump is such a bomb thrower, and because he's perceived not as a real candidate and more as a provocateur that's hurting the party, it's possible that Lewandowski will be unwelcome in other political operations going forward. Of course, if Trump surprises us all and storms to the presidency, then maybe that doesn't matter so much to Lewandowski.
Ben Schreckinger is a reporter for Politico. Thanks for the time, Ben.
Thanks for having me.